Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3. The game, Predators taking on the Florida Panthers tonight in the second half of their back-to-back. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators assistant coach, Darby Hendrickson. Darby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Awesome, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, Darby, I know right now the result's the most important thing, and you didn't get what you were looking for last night against Washington in that category. How did you feel about the process of the game? Did you feel like there was progress that your group made last night?
I would definitely say yes. Our effort was much better overall, just our energy. I think one of the challenges we've had all year is we constantly are playing from behind, and we're you play catch-up games, so you're forcing plays, but I like the effort of the team. I thought we competed hard. Obviously, we had a goal late in the game that we thought we could get a call on it. We didn't get it. We challenged it, but we were right there, and I think the one part for us is probably just the grade-A chances we're giving up to other teams right now. There's definitely something we got to focus on and just clean that up, Juice has been great in net. Like, he's made the big saves, but just a little tighter in those areas. But I thought we went to the net a lot better, and that's what we got to do tonight against Florida.
Yeah, those grade A chances, I know, there's a different story on each one probably, but I mean, is there a communication connectivity thing that is still in progress? Are you seeing any progress in that way?
Yeah, the communication part is always just within the team on the ice, players talking, sorting things out. Always an important part when you're on your game. Guys do that really well. You're on the same page. It's kind of different things for us. One time it might be in the defensive zone. Another time it could be an odd man rush where we're trying to make a play, then we get caught and the other team goes back the other way. So it's different things that we're trying to identify to be more consistent at, for sure. But I thought as a whole, we're getting better in that category. We're trying to be more consistent, and I just think the big part for us is really that area in front of Juice, where we're defending that little part right in front of him. That's where all the goals are scored, and that's where we got to get stronger.
Well, Darby, I thought 5-on-5 last night, Forsberg, O'Reilly, Stamkos looked really good together in their first game. What did you make of that line, and what did you make in particular of Stamkos and how he fit with those two?
Yeah, I agree with you. We've been trying to find combos of different guys pretty much all year. And last year, the Forsberg, Nyquist, O'Reilly group obviously was a very strong, consistent line. We're trying to get chemistry. We're trying to get a lot of times, even if the three guys, it's not a perfect fit, you're trying to get pairs. And as the season goes, kind of find guys that can complement each other. But I thought they played well. I thought Steven with Stamkos, as the game went on, he got better and better. Obviously, a big goal for us. So those were good signs for sure. It's just the frustrating part at the end of the night when you do feel you did a lot of good things, you don't get that result.
You mentioned that going to the net, Darby, and obviously that's been talked about a lot this year. Parsonen does get that first one. And he's got the big body, and he just seems like one of those guys, obviously, who could do some work around there. What do you think about where he is right now, and could he be one of those answers?
He could be. Actually, the line with Tomasino and Evangelista, I thought for us, was really good, brought us energy. They got to the Washington zone a lot. They won some battles, and it was really simple hockey on that goal. It just was a puck that they put in deep. They got in on a forecheck. There was kind of a scrum in the corner. They won, came out with that puck, and Evangelista put on net. And to Parsonen's credit, he beat his guy back to net. And so for him, very positive. Obviously hasn't played. He's been in and out of the lineup since the start of the year, but for sure his best game of the year. And for sure we need more of that type of mentality where we're winning battles and we're determined to get to the net like he did. And it was a tip goal, but it's simple stuff like that we again just have to be more consistent at.
So Darby, we talked about, Stamkos was on our show yesterday. He mentioned frustration creeping into the game. O'Reilly had some comments about it the other night after the game. So did Andrew Brunette. As a coach, and as your team's kind of fighting against that right now, how do you coach against that? How do you try to limit the frustration as much as possible when you guys are going through a stretch like this?
It's a good question. I mean, I think everyone, you know, comes into this a season and there's high expectations. And obviously we have, you know, some high end signings. And it's almost, I think in people's and everyone's mind, we got to be almost perfect. We got to be better than, you know, everyone obviously, but how the team was last year, and last year's past tense. And I think that's something you have to be careful about. I know with Andrew Burnett, they had a great run last year, but this is a different year with different groups. So, a lot of it's, you know, with our meetings, addressing those type of things, talking frustration. The other thing is individual. It's just, you know, whether you meet with lines, you meet with players, it's really reminding guys of, you know, where they're good and how they're good and how, you know, you're trying to get the most out of people. So obviously positivity is everything in our world. Results are as well, but it's still up how you go about it, how you prepare, how you affect the guy next to you. And those are the things you try and remind guys. It was interesting with Barry Trotz talking with us, you know, all his years of coaching, he talked about, frustration, but turning it into determination. So, you know, we're trying to use every resource we can. We're trying to work with every guy, help them, individually to collectively be a better team. And you know, it's a day on process, which continues today and tonight against Florida.
Darby, last thing for you here. You mentioned Florida. Obviously, they're reigning cup champions. They just got back from Finland, two big wins against the Stars. What kind of stands out to you tonight about the challenge on the second half of a back-to-back with the team that you'll be playing?
Yeah, and obviously they're a good team. They just came back from Europe. They won both games over there. They've had a good start to their season. Our game has to be simple. And, you know, obviously the competitive part, obviously going to the net and all those different type of things, you know, in a back-to-back, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes you think coming in where you're getting late and all that type of stuff, but sometimes you actually have more energy, you know, than you think you will, but it's being simple. It's playing a smart road game. Obviously, that's a team that will want to counter and transition and get their offense too. So it's really managing the puck for us, but the good things we did last game, and we mentioned Parson, and we mentioned we got to the net. You know, even our breakouts and our forechecks were much better. We have to continue to be consistent with that, grow that, and really come in and play a competitive, hard, smart road game against this team. Stay out of the box, obviously. Our PK has been great, but that mindset, and I believe if we do that collectively, we'll be right in this game.
Well, Darby, we really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with us this morning, and we'll be watching tonight. Good luck against Florida.
Great. Thanks for having me on, guys.